o'clock hour, a reminder coming up tomorrow. A couple of things. If you want to drop off a coat for Coats for Kids, go see Dana Wright tomorrow at the Pride Cleaners, 850 West Blue Ridge in Kansas City, tomorrow morning from 7 to 9. She is going to be out there. And if you can't make it out to Dana tomorrow, again, at Pride Cleaners at 850 West Blue Ridge, drop off a new or used coat anywhere you can. Coats for Kids at a Pride Cleaners in the area. We leave the bins behind so you can fill them up. The weather is turning. It was cold this morning. Can't imagine standing outside at the bus stop or whatever, walking to school without a coat. So we need your help making difference for a kid in Kansas City. Drop off a new or gently used coat. Any area Pride Cleaners now through December 7th. Tomorrow, Dana's going to be at the Pride Cleaners on Blue Ridge Road in Kansas City. And also tomorrow, Jamie and I will be live at the Holiday Boutique. Stop on out tomorrow if we're going to be at the Overland Park Convention Center. We'll be out there broadcasting from 10 to 2.
You're going to bring me a Christmas sweater?
I have to remind myself. I have to pack extra sweaters.
You have to remind me to go there.
Yes. I got a lot on the plate.
I will remind you to bring me clothing. This is going to be an interesting day.
Yeah. We're going to show up in Easter Bunny costumes here.
It's going to be an interesting day. Yeah, it'll be fun to be out there. It's always fun to get out of the office a little bit, too.
Absolutely.
It's weird not to do it on a Friday, but yes. It's the first day of the boutique. So
I have to remind you to be at Panera tomorrow for our usual meeting, and then on Friday I have to remind you to come into work.
I'll probably remember to come into work on Friday. It's just tomorrow that I'll be like, wait a minute, I'll have to remember that we're out. But and that I just really all it matters is the direction I turn when I pull out of my house. That's all that it matters.
It's that simple, huh?
It's really a matter of turning left or right.
Okay.
About where I end up. So it will take me no more time either way. So anyway, all right, outofthehill.com, they did a poll. Hollywood Reporter and Morning Consult released a poll this week of the most trusted television news anchor in broadcast news. And then they also did this based on your political party.
Mm.
There's a lot to this. Okay.
Yeah, this is one of those that we've talked about who you trust. Mm-hmm. A lot of it depends on which side you fall on, as opposed, which one you like more. Because the responses on our Facebook page when we put up the results from this are exactly what you would have expected.
So Lester Holt from NBC Nightly News was the most trusted television news anchor in broadcast news. ABC's World News Tonight anchor David Muir and Good Morning America co-host Robin Roberts came in sort of second and third place, kind of at the same kind of tied for second and third. CNN's Anderson Cooper is the most trusted in cable news, with 29% of those polled saying he's very trustworthy. It gets confusing because they're using words like somewhat, very, versus, so we're just telling you the ones that made it onto the list. Where did Tucker Carlson go? Okay, so the poll found that Fox News host Tucker Carlson is the most popular TV personality among Republicans. Hey, in contrast,
you don't say.
Fox News chief anchor Shepard Smith is the least liked talent on Fox News. And there's a big difference between them.
So, but this is Republicans like Tucker Carlson and Republicans don't like Shepard Smith.
Yeah.
Oh, man. You know what's amazing about that is Shepard Smith is the only one on that network to call out President Trump.
Right.
Call out the hypocrisy and the lunacy out of that man. So that's not surprising in any way.
Let's see. Cable news hosts, more on the opinion side, not surprisingly, didn't fare well in the poll, with 30% saying they don't trust Fox News's Sean Hannity at all.
Really?
Rachel Maddow from MSNBC doesn't score much better.
Really?
26% not trusting her at all. CNN's Don Lemon is the network's most untrustworthy host.
Shocking.
Who is Harris Faulkner?
No
from
idea.
Fox News. He has scored the highest trust number. Oh, it's a her.
I don't know. Harris Faulkner. It is a woman. I had no idea.
Huh.
Okay. No idea. I don't watch that much Fox News, I guess.
No. The Ingram Angle host, Laura Ingram, is the most liked female at Fox News.
Hmm.
Fox and Friends host Ainsley Earnhardt finishes just behind her. Let's see. Overall, more than 3 in 10 of those polled trust the major TV news networks a lot, which is 4 point higher than cable news.
Yeah.
But Lester Holt wins.
That's
the most important thing.
It's so funny, and I'm not even going to read the comments on Facebook because they're exactly what you would think. And if you're a Democrat, you hate everything that's on Fox News. And if you're a Republican, you hate everything that's over on MSNBC. And because you've been told to, you hate everything on CNN as well. But again, the what I find so interesting about this is the top are people who are news reporters. Mm-hmm. Sean Hannity is not a news reporter. All right. He is not a television newsman. Rachel Maddow is not a television news reporter. Those are opinion shows. It's like when people get really, really mad for you or for me or Scott or Dana for being biased, for having an opinion, for liking or not liking something, any story that we do. Whereas, again, we have to hammer this home. Our news department is supposed to be down the middle, and that's where, you know, Mark Lavoie and when Kara's not pregnant for the 90th time or just giving birth, that's where our news department comes in. Our talk show hosts are in the same, painted in this, or should be painted in the same light. Of course, we're not Hannity, we're not Maddow, we're not those. But those are people who are there to give their opinion as opposed to David Muir or Lester Holt, who are there to report the news.
Brian Williams is considered one of the most trustworthy anchors on the air.
Wow.
If you recall, he was suspended and removed from his post as host of NBC Nightly News in 2015. Roughly a quarter of those surveyed said they have a lot of trust in Williams, who currently hosts MSNBC's The 11th Hour with Brian Williams.
That's really, really surprising.
Yeah, I mean, it shows that you can rebound.
I mean, I wouldn't know how people feel about him because he was the guy. He was the man.
People have more trust in Brian Williams than George Stephanopoulos from ABC. So, yeah, on the list of most trusted, Lester Holt, then Anderson Cooper, David Muir, Robin Roberts, Harris Faulkner, Brian Williams, Andrea Mitchell, who's NBC, who's been there forever, George Stephanopoulos, Chris Wallace from Fox News, and Craig Melvin from NBC.
I don't have a problem with anybody on that list of the names you just read off. I think those people, for the most part, are pretty reliable when it comes to just giving me the news.
And again, this is averaging Republican and Democrat answers. Least trusted is Sean Hannity, then Rachel Maddow, then Don Lemon, then Mika Brzezinski, Chris Matthews, Joe Scarborough, a lot of MSNBC here, Tucker Carlson, then Chris Cuomo from CNN, Laura Ingraham, and then Anderson Cooper.
Yeah, I mean, what's funny about that is Anderson Cooper is on both lists.
Right.
Anderson Cooper is on both of the lists there. Yeah. I got no problem with the top of that list of people that I would trust. I think, you know, when you get into the Hannitys and the Maddows and the Lemons, they're all pretty biased.
People say Harris Faulkner used to be on the air here. Used to be a TV reporter in Kansas City, they think,
really?
For Fox 4.
Really? Let's take a look. Let's Google
37
her.
People have told me that in the last 5 minutes. Sorry. This is what happens when I ignore the text line. I can't even scroll back. Every text in the last 5 minutes is that Harris Faulkner used to be here on Fox 4.
Between March of 92 and 2000.
Yeah, that preceded me.
Yeah,
sorry
for not knowing that. Thank you for the update, text line.
I wasn't even in high school yet when she started here.
Then she went from here to Minneapolis. Then she went to Current Affair. And then eventually made her way over to Fox. Huh. How about that?
Well,
just learn a little bit about Harris Faulkner.
Dang, don't ignore the text line for 5 minutes. Holy cow.
They need their loving.
95
Jenny.
People telling me the same thing.
They need their loving.
All right. Well, thanks, everybody.
She's 50. She does not look 53. My goodness. If I look, how does she look like she's a 53-year-old woman?
That is not how I pictured her, though.
No. Okay.
That's not. She's stunning. She is beautiful. That is, when I hear that name, that is not what I pictured.
No.
No.
Listen, I won't lie. I don't know who Harris Faulkner is, but when I say the name Harris Faulkner and Fox News, I think old white guy.
I think hot blonde.
And it is a black woman. It's a good-looking black woman.
That's what Fox News tends to have is hot blondes.
That's a good point. No, I didn't. I do not know who she is. I do now. I have never seen the show Outnumbered. I don't watch a lot of Fox News. I sometimes do, and then I have to claw my eyes out and turn it off, so I can't handle it.
So yeah. Here's what I've learned is that a lot of you that are listening have been around here for a while. A lot of you have been here since during that time.
Mm-hmm.
So, but we knew that.
Yeah, I did not know who Harris Faulkner was.
All right.
Now I do. Okie dokie.
So,
thanks everybody for getting in. Again, I'm the top of that list. Yeah, I'm fine with that.
And a lot of you are texting about, we won't get into why she left, but yeah, a lot of you are getting into why she left town. Because of troubles with people. So, anyway.
Because of troubles with people?
Stalker is what is coming in.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Gotcha. All right.
Should we give tickets away? Are we ready to do that?
We are ready to go. One of my favorite games. Travis actually wanted us to play this game today. So we appreciate Travis being...
Travis doesn't usually like this game.
Travis doesn't usually like anything. So let's call a spade here. But it is time to play Jamie, Wicket, Both, or Neither. We have got... we got 10, but all you got to do is get 3 in a row. All right.
And all you have to do is pay attention.
It's very true, Travis. It's very, very true. We're going to give you 3 statements. If you get the first one right, you move on to the second. If you get the second one right, you move on to the third. If you get the third one right, you win 4 tickets to the Holiday Boutique. And the answer to every single one of these is Jamie, Wicket, Both, or Neither. All right? How well do you listen? How well do you think you know us?
How well do you guess?
How well can you guess? 576-7798. First person up gets to take the first shot at this. And it does help you to pay attention to the answers. 576-7798. Jamie, Wicket, Both, or Neither for our final 4 pack of tickets to the Holiday Boutique, which starts tomorrow at the Overland Park Convention Center. We'll get to your guesses. Hopefully you can win. Coming up next here on 98.1 KMBZ. All right, time to give away our final 4 pack of tickets to the upcoming Holiday Boutique at the Overland Park Convention Center. Starts tomorrow. We'll be live out there if you want to stop on out and say hi between 10 and 2. It's a game called Jamie, Wicket, Both, or Neither. You got to get 3 in a row. The answer to all of these questions or all of these statements is either Jamie, Wicket, both of us, or neither. 576-7798. Let's go to Linda. Linda, are you ready to play?
Yes.
All right. Here we go. Jamie, Wicket, both, or neither has been to Mexico.
Both.
That is correct. Very good. Very good.
Jamie, one.
You were just there, and I was there a while back. All right, here we go. Jamie, Wicket, both or neither, knows how to ballroom dance.
Jamie.
Incorrect. Thank you for playing, Linda. 576-7798. John, you're next up. John, you ready to go?
Yeah, happy hump day.
Right back at you, brother. All right. Again, the answers are all Jamie, Wicket, both or neither. Owns multiple Christmas sweaters.
Wicked.
That is correct. I have to bring one for Jamie, as a matter of fact, tomorrow. All right, Jamie, Wicked, both or neither, learned how to drive on their dad's Mustang.
Jamie.
That is correct.
Look good memory.
Wow.
We've talked about that in a long time.
I learned how to drive in my dad's Camaro. You learn muscle cars here in the midday program. All right. You might end the game quick if you can get this one right. Jamie, Wicket, both or neither, enjoys a gin and tonic.
Neither.
Correct.
Wow. Out of the gate.
Neither one of us like gin.
That is a man who listens to this program, and we appreciate that very, very much.
No gin and no coconut on this show, ever.
Never. It's a rule. John, that's the fastest we've ever played that game.
Now what?
I don't know. Just let this music play for another 6 minutes. Yeah. Then we go to news.
Why not?
Yeah, I own multiple Christmas sweaters. Jamie and I both hate gin. Don't understand how anybody could drink it. What year was your dad's Mustang, do you know?
1985.
Ooh.
Mustang GT.
5.0.
Wish I still had it.
Oh.
Yeah, it was. And I was too, the car before, it was his midlife crisis car. And before he bought it...
It was his midlife
totally,
crisis
he would have
car.
Told you that. It was post-divorce, and it was his midlife crisis car. And the guy that owned him before it, like, really souped it up quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
And so, little me, trying to learn to drive a stick for the first time, in this Mustang with a really heavy clutch, I had a heck of a time. I had just a heck of a time with it.
That can be tough, especially, and I do not mean this as a dog, but when you are short, it's tough to drive a stick shift. You're all the way up there.
And it's a heavy clutch, so you got to have the weight to really be able to handle it. And I couldn't reach it. I mean, I had to sit on, there was stuff behind me. I was sitting on stuff. It was a mat. I felt bad, but it was really difficult to drive.
The woman, my dad was dating a woman who at the time had a 300ZX, about 88 or something like that. And I was 16 trying to learn how to drive. Same thing. I could not press that clutch down to save my life.
And then he had a work truck, and that was what I ended up finally learning the stick on.
Okay.
So, finally got it.
Well, John, hang on hold, buddy. That's the fastest we've ever played that game.
It's Travis's fault.
You got tickets coming your way to the Holiday Boutique coming up tomorrow through Sunday. at the Overland Park Convention Center. 4 days to shop more than 300 booths and find the latest in apparel, jewelry, seasonal gifts, and more. Celebrate Girls Night Out on Friday, Saturday Night Out with music, drinks, and prizes. If you want to get discount tickets and information, go to kcholidayboutique.com.
Do you want to talk about Patrick Mahomes real quick and what you just
told
us?
Well, this is disgusting.
No, keep in mind, the guy's going through some things now.
Yeah,
be nice.
All right, so Patrick Mahomes is pretty much royalty already in this city and in these two states, and I get that because he is tremendous at the quarterback spot. He's something you've never had before. The Chiefs are flying high. He is going through a very difficult time on Sunday, if you did not hear this story. His girlfriend's stepfather passed away. The ambulances came to Arrowhead, and he was rushed to the hospital, and his girlfriend's stepfather passed away. So we wish all the best for Patrick and his girlfriend and their family. On a lighter note, Patrick Mahomes likes ketchup on a steak. This from Yahoo. There was a tidbit that came up in an ESPN story about him. The quarterback is worried about everyone watching his every move, including putting Heinz on a ribeye. Mahomes puts ketchup on everything through his life to the point that he got bottles of it for his birthday. Not because everybody's keeping an eye on him and he knows what a terrible idea it is. He has to hide it. At a restaurant recently, his mother recognized an unfilled desire as he got into a steak. His mom could tell that he wanted ketchup. And she said to him, "I know you want it, but Patrick wouldn't do it." So she asked for the ketchup and slipped it to Mahomes. First of all, mom, you're awesome for taking care of your son. Second of all, mom, why didn't you raise your son better for teach him not to put ketchup on a steak?
You know who else does ketchup on a steak?
Who?
You do. You know.
Who?
The leader of the free world, doesn't he?
Does Donald Trump puts
Does
that's
put
does
ketchup on a steak?
Yes.
Will Sterrett
yes.
eats it well done.
Well
and
done
ketchup.
With ketchup.
Yep.
Donald Trump?
Yes.
Yeah. If I could
Which in very slight defense, if you're going to cook a steak well done,
it needs ketchup.
Exactly. That's the only way you're gonna cover up the foul taste of ruined meat.
I couldn't dislike this man more until now.
Oh, I'm sure you could.
I know. The
I'm
day
sure
isn't
that's
over
possible.
Yet. Oh my.
We got 2 years left. I'm sure it's possible.
What an absolute embarrassment. The leader of the free world.
I think he's proud of it.
Oh, man. And listen, Kansas City, I know you love Patrick Mahomes, and I think we tweeted this story at KMBZ Radio, but someone's got to teach that young man no ketchup on a steak, especially here in Kansas City. Although he came from Texas. That's steer country. Travis, what's your state doing to Kansas City's quarterback?
Why aren't you outraged?
He is from Tyler, Texas.
What does that mean to me?
We don't condone Tyler, Texas as much as the rest of the state. And ketchup on your steak is definitely wrong.
Yeah.
As someone who lived in both Houston and Dallas, I can second what he said about Tyler.
Where is Tyler, Texas?
It's East Texas.
Yeah, it's East Texas.
So it's almost the South? Like the SEC country?
Put it this way, it has more in common with Shreveport than Dallas.
I don't even understand that joke.
I don't really either.
I don't have I'm sure people from Texas know
Dallas
what it
is
means.
A big city and Shreveport's not.
Shreveport is an unpleasant place. It's Shreveport is like KCK.
Here's what Tyler, Texas did when I was going to JUCO there. When when Obama won his presidency, they didn't even put him on the front page. They put him on the back page.
So Shreveport's the KCK of Louisiana?
It's okay, the bad parts of KCK.
Oh no, it's too late.
Shreveport is like the industrial part of KCK, except that's the whole place.
It's like the Flint?
Yes, actually.
I think you need to stop.
I think you can drink the water in Shreveport.
It's the Youngstown of Louisiana. Youngstown,
there you
Ohio.
Go, Youngstown, right. Yes.
Conicelli and Mike Wickett with you. It's Midday with Jamie and Wickett. Reminder, Coats for Kids going on. Help kids stay warm. Get an entire list of where we are going to be. If you want to drop off coats and say hello to somebody here from KMBZ, go to KMBZ.com. Tomorrow, Dana will be at the Pride Cleaners, 850 West Blue Ridge in Casey Moe. From 7 to 9 a.m. during EJ and Ellen. That's Dana tomorrow if you want to say hi or drop a coat off for a kid who's going to need it here this winter at any area Pride Cleaners now through December 7th.
So we are not talking about guns, although it may seem that way, despite what this story is about. Because it's 1:35, 1:36.
I love this story.
24 minutes left of the show, and we're not talking about guns.
I love it.
But I am curious to know what you get from your employer as a Christmas gift. Because this is pretty creative, I guess. Out of USA Today, Hortonville, Wisconsin, a company that produces novelty glassware embedded with a bullet as if it had been shot has decided to give every employee a handgun as a Christmas present. Giving employees their choice of revolver as a gift is part of an effort to promote personal safety and team building, says Ben Wolfgram, who co-owns Hortonville-based Benshot. The business has 16 full-time employees, including several veterans, but the business also has employees who have never fired a gun. This is the first time his company has done anything like this, he said. The father-son business was started in 2015 in a small garage workshop in that village of about 3,000, 100 miles northwest of Milwaukee. Most workers were excited at the prospect of getting their handguns, he said. Employee Chelsea Priest said she feels as if the gift will empower her and keep her safe. At least two employees initially declined the gift, but are considering accepting it after taking a gun safety course that company executives required before giving out the guns.
I know you don't want to go down the gun route.
I'm not doing it. I want to know what people are getting as gifts for Christmas from their employer.
Okay.
Beat that.
I think it's a fine gift, by the way. If our boss gave us guns, I'd want to go learn how to use it. I understand it, and especially in that part of that state, a lot of gun fans, a lot of hunters. It's a handgun. I think it's a fine gift. I know you want to. You might have expected me to have a different opinion if you're listening, but I don't really have all that much of a problem with it at all. I think it's a fine gift.
I just generally think if you want a gun, you're going to get a gun. You know, if I want a gun, I'm going to go buy one. I'm going to go pick out the type. You know, and so it as a gift, I think is fine. But if you want one, you're going to go get one.
Right.
You know? So it's you know, is price the issue?
I don't know what,
you know? Is that holding you back?
I don't know what a small handgun costs, but if the company gave everybody here one, all seven stations and the staff, I mean, that'd be a lot. We don't get anything.
No.
We get a party that is on during Dana and Parks that they can never come to.
I don't even know when it is. It's next month, isn't it? Isn't it in the middle of December?
Let me check.
To be in January. It used to be after. And it used to, and it went from being, when I first started here 11 years ago, it was a big deal. It was Saturday night. Like, that was when the economy was good. It was Saturday night. It was, everybody got dressed up and everything. And then it deteriorated into happy hour.
Now,
basically, on a weekday.
Our party is the week before Christmas.
Okay.
And it is from 3 until 6.
Yeah.
I remember when Christmas parties used to be parties. Like, when I first started the radio, they were parties. I'm sure they were wild and crazy in the 80s and 90s when our listeners were younger, when some of our listeners were younger. But if you're our age, if you're my age, the Christmas party is gone. Where'd it go?
When I first started in this business, I was working for a radio station that was locally owned back when we still had that. And the owners of the radio stations, there were three of us together, three stations, they were members of a country club. And so they put the Christmas party for the radio stations at the country club. And I remember I wasn't 21 yet, but it was open bar.
Uh-oh. Did you drink illegally?
All the elders in the company were like, here, we'll take care of you. This is way before Uber, but they're like, we'll take care of you for the night. Here, go try stuff. We had salespeople that used to take half days off to go buy dresses for that event. I'm not even kidding. Like, they would just go to lunch and then go dress shopping specifically for that Christmas party.
What's happened to the Christmas party?
It's just not, I don't think it's an expense that companies feel like is worth it. And okay. I think most, correct me if I'm wrong, people, but I think most employees, if it's the choice between hanging out with your coworkers and, you know, in the middle of an afternoon or whatever, or on a Saturday night, versus sparing employees from being laid off or wherever you're going to put that money, I think most people don't think it's that important anymore.
I think you're probably right. And I think there's also, you know, the fear that something is going to get you in trouble or whatever.
Right.
You
can't relax, can't have fun. Because,
right.
Yeah.
But I remember having Saturday night Christmas parties and it was open bar and whatever.
Yeah.
You know, it did whatever. And now that's gone.
Yeah.
Now that is gone. But what do you get as a gift for Christmas from your boss? 22980. I don't remember the last. I've worked here. I was in Milwaukee and I was in Ann Arbor. I've worked at three radio stations. I have never, other than a party, gotten a Christmas gift from work.
I feel like, I don't know if it's here. I think here, a couple of years, they gave cash, like in an envelope, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Beyond that, I think the last company I worked for did gift certificates to restaurants or something like that. But that's about it.
576-7798. Again, or you can text in 22980. Travis, I know you're a little younger. You ever been given a Christmas bonus of any kind?
No.
No? Dang, that's gone. Mm-hmm. That is gone.
The only time I've ever heard of a Christmas bonus is after watching movies. Christmas Vacation. Yeah, he never got his.
Jelly of the Month Club?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's pretty much it. They're not a thing anymore, man.
I would love a Christmas bonus gun. That would be awesome.
I'm not going to lie. Like, I'm not the biggest gun guy, but we're having that conversation right now about keeping the family safe. And if someone gave me a handgun for Christmas, I'd be like, all right, maybe I should go learn how to shoot.
Yeah.
I wouldn't hate it.
I'd be like, I don't want to own a gun. So does somebody want this?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll take two. I mean, I don't
understand
to own a gun. And so you giving me one is not going to make me want to own a gun.
And you can reject the in the story. I think it says some people didn't want it or would want to get whatever. But I don't know if anybody still gets Christmas gifts from work. Anybody?
I don't know. Keep your text coming in. We'll go through some of these. Some of these are not great.
Some of them aren't bad.
Let's see. $200 worth of gift cards? Okay, that's not bad.
$200 is good.
We have so many gift cards floating around this building. How are those not spread out a little bit around Christmas? You know what I mean? Like, there are so many.
The big, big, big boss is right below us. You want to pound on the floor and see if we can get him up here and say, hey.
That seems like a good idea. That seems like a great idea for him to be disturbed by me pounding my foot on the floor. I'm sure that's going to go well. Because our boss isn't here at the moment.
Mm-mm.
That means he's coming straight upstairs to the studio.
You can still get a Christmas bonus, 576-7798. You can also text in to 22980. It's Midday with Jamie and Wake.